invited to the broadcast of a new series of informal visits with America's popular young humorist, Steve Allen. On hand tonight, as usual, are Bobby Sherwood and his trio, and surprise guests you'll want to hear. So stick around and spend the eve with Steve. It might be laughs. And now, here's the star of our show, Steve Allen.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the broadcast of an entirely new program. The name of this show is titled... The name of the show is titled... The name of this program is What Else Is On? How are you? So, let me see. Before we start, we have a few... have a few wires here. One says, Dear Steve, congratulations on your new radio show. We feel that you definitely belong in radio. Signed, the Society for the Advancement of Television. Well, let's see here. I want to get to meet quite a few of you folks, but first I'd like you to meet the orchestra. In case you tuned in late, it's Bobby Sherwood and the trio. Hal Sims told you about that, and I want you to know who the boys in the band are because they've just written their names down. So first of all, on the drums and vibes, playing one with each hand, we have Terry Snyder, ladies and gentlemen. And then playing bass and trombone, which is even tougher, Bob Hackman. And Bobby Sherwood, of course, plays guitar and trumpet. You all know Bob. That's the flavor we need. Bob, how are you making it tonight?
Wonderful, Steve. This is the first go-around, huh?
Yes, and if we play our cards right... I'll see you after the show.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Tony? I keep forgetting we're not on television. Nobody knows who I'm talking to. Tom Mix's horse, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure if you give us a nice round of applause, he'll stand and take a bow. Peter Lorre, let's hear it. Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I'm sorry. That's awful. I'm terribly sorry. All these crazy new hairdos and everything. You know? Now, let's see here. We'll talk to a few of the strangers and maybe introduce them to a few of the celebrities. What is your name, sir?
George Hollis, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's a rather long name. Where are you from, Mr. Michigan?
George Hollis.
From George Hollis. I know it well. Uh-huh. About 4 miles outside of, unless they've moved it in since I was there last time. What do you do, sir?
Postal clerk.
Hey, just the man I want to see. Don't go away. Somebody sent us a letter to Jones for sale, and it came back. This often happens, you know, the lady didn't live there anymore or something bad happened to her. It said, Nixied by Council Bluffs, Iowa. N-I-X-I-E-D. Nixied by Council Bluffs, Iowa. Now, you, sir, are a postal clerk. Postal jerk, what did you say? I'll get the last. Now then, you're a postal clerk. What the heck does Nixied mean?
Oh, Nixied means that they don't live there anymore, and they send it back.
But isn't that a little playful for the post office? I mean, it sounds like baby talk or slang, is it?
Well, literally.
Well, now, let's keep it nice. You know what I mean? No, seriously, is it from the word Nix?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's the lady with you here?
My wife.
Your wife, I see. How long have you been married?
We're going on 6 years this year.
I wish I could say that. I'm going on 6 weeks, and I hope I last. Huh? Well, that's really wonderful. Any little postal cards around the house yet? Have you seen many of the sites here?
Oh, we've been here for a week. I came for the National Catholic Library Convention last week.
Oh, that's very interesting. What sites or points of interest have you seen?
Well, we've taken a cruise around New York in a boat, and we've taken the Upper and Lower Manhattan. We've been to quite a few television programs and several radio programs.
Oh, that's swell. Have you seen the Empire State Building?
Not yet, but we intend to.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you see one Empire State Building, you've seen them all, you know? How about a hand for the Hollises? They were very cute. Microphone on. See, that's swell. I always get a kick out of playing the old song. And here's a real fine ballad. I think it's a Burke and Van Usen song from somewhere around 1937. I'm not sure where it is. Thank you very much. I feel kind of goofy today. No, there's a reason. Well, I left myself wide open. I was out in the sun all day. Does it ever affect you like that, Kate, if you're out in the sun? I was out on the island all day. Not Long Island, the traffic island in Times Square. Reflection from the pavement. No, I really was out on the island. I got sunburned. Let's get down here now and talk. Is Mel here? Mel Torme, ladies and gentlemen. One of your fans down there.
Yeah, down Rover. Nice to see you, Stephen. And it's a real kick to be here on the debut of your brand new radio show.
It almost was when I walked by, but I got back up here in time. Mel, I know you don't have much time to spend. What time is your next show?
About 2.
Well, I have to go. Good night.
Bye.
Now, listen, Mel Torme and I wrote a song last week.
Hey, we did, didn't we? That's right.
I think tonight we'll play it for what probably will be the last time on the air. The reason we're doing this one is because we need a good demonstration for Jack Robbins. But there's another reason, and that is that Mel just actually came right off the floor. That doesn't sound right, does it? No, Mel came out from under his... No, wait a minute.
I don't get to talk at all, huh?
Sure, but not on this program. No, Mel came from right over at the floor at Livy and Rose, and he really doesn't have much time, and we had done this at his house. Now you talk.
Yeah. Well, Steve, what's new?
Well, Bobby Sherwood is new, and I'm sure he's not new to you. He worked with you in the afternoon, didn't he?
My boy.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Now then, here's your microphone.
Oh, goody gumdrops.
Hey, it looks like one, doesn't it?
Ready?
And here's your lyric.
Hey, you got a copy of it.
Yep.
Where's my billing? It says, by Steve Allen and... Oh, here it is.
And what's his name?
Mel Torme, yes.
What else would you like to do?
Let's do this first.
All right, and see how it
I
works
think
out.
E flat is good, isn't it?
E flat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you get to Frisco, don't forget to drop a line. Baby, when you hit Wyoming, let me know you're feeling fine. Baby, because of one little word you misunderstood, you caught me dead and you fled from the neighborhood. To travel as far as your car will take you from me. Drive carefully if you see Niagara, see it with a lover's eye. Baby, cause once you see Niagara, you are gonna realize. Baby, from the tip of Texas to Arkansas, from Phoenix to Hackensack, wherever you go, I'll be here when you get back. Words by Steve Allen. Thank you, Liberace.
For Mel to come over and kick off our first show. He always does great, doesn't he? That's the way it is, huh? That about wraps it up. But we'll be back again if you care to join us. Bobby Sherwood and the group and some more surprise guests. You were a very wonderful audience here tonight. Give yourselves a nice round of applause, will you?
A visit with America's popular young humorist, Steve Allen. Be back to spend the eve with Steve, Bobby Sherwood and his trio, and more guest stars on The Steve Allen Show. Program came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.